Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedian Ben Bailey in the studio with us one night only tonight in Omaha, but you're doing the whole Nebraska run here. Tomorrow you're in Norfolk and then in Kearney, right, Ben?
Yeah, that's right. Sunday night in Kearney. Tonight, though, at the Funny Bone, right?
Funny
here.
Bone in Omaha.
We've got a few tickets left.
Okay.
Come on, Ben hasn't been here since before the pandemic.
I was going to say, it's been a while.
It's been a long time.
I think 2018 or 17 even, maybe.
Yeah, I think that's the time you're in the studio with us. We were in a different studio at the time, but you're welcome back, man. Good to see you.
Thanks.
Is the cash cap still, is that still going on?
No.
I didn't think so.
COVID.
The reruns are out there. You still see them out there, right?
Yeah, they still, like, there's marathons on Game Show Network.
That's where it's
just GSN now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's marathons out there.
Do they own all that, or do you get checks as a result?
I get a little piece every time they sell it again.
Okay.
But I don't get, there's no residuals, like not the kind of classic.
Yeah, but the only reason that show worked was because of you.
Oh,
you
know? Thank you, man.
That is the only reason that worked.
It's because, so true.
You're a funny guy, and you pulled it off, you know.
Thanks,
and,
it was fun. I tried to make it funny, you know.
Which is you did. Yeah.
Squeeze
was
the funny in between.
Did it get old?
Yeah,
it did it get old filming them?
It was a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot to do to, you know, drive a cab through New York City and host a game show at the same time.
Really? Yeah, two stressful things at the same time.
Two very stressful jobs.
Seems a little distracting.
Once,
Were you ever hit?
Yeah, ever get in a wreck?
Nope, never hit anybody, never got hit myself.
Which
would ruin
the show.
You just
pick off somebody and kill somebody, then that'd be great for the show, right?
Actually, the Canadian cab actually did hit someone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Also,
ago.
It's different. And it's, different countries have different shows. Who hosts the Canadian one?
A Canadian comic, Adam Groh, I think is his name.
And they hit somebody?
Yeah, but not while they were filming. But like the producer was like taking it back to the garage or something and hit a pedestrian and killed the guy. And then they like the headlines here in the States were like cash cab kills pedestrian. I'm like, you guys need to specify
it
wasn't me. Like I got so many emails and calls over the next week. Like, oh my God, what happened? I'm like, I don't know.
One thing I've noticed,
I wasn't there. It wasn't me. Different show.
At the end of the ride, do people never tip you? Do you ever get tipped?
They would try to tip me, but I wouldn't.
Oh, you said no.
I'm like, no, I'm getting paid. You guys keep your winnings.
Did you ever, somebody asked a question, when you took a cab, did the cab driver recognize you and just start blah, 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 blah?
All the time, yeah. They would, and they would start like telling me about how people will hail them. Guys that drove minivan cabs hated me because people would hail them and then look in and go, no, go ahead. You're not the cash cab. Keep moving.
You don't have any prizes.
Yeah. So they'd be kind of pissed at me when I got in, you know.
They were pissed.
Oh, well, look who it is.
That is funny. They were getting hailed and all of a sudden and then he picks you up.
Yeah.
Ben Bailey with us one night only at the Funny Bone in Omaha.
Hosting that, have you amassed a large knowledge of trivia? Do you retain any of that?
I like to describe it as I do retain a lot, but it's just kind of all in a pile. I don't know how organized it is and like how well I could sort through it if I was, you know, put on the spot. But there's a lot of information in there.
Yeah, but I know I can watch an episode of Jeopardy like 3 weeks after I've watched an episode of Jeopardy, the same one.
Right.
And I will still get the same wrong answers.
Yeah. It's not like Groundhog Day.
I've not learned anything.
God, how bored are you?
Yeah. Rewatching episodes of Jeopardy 3 weeks of.
Yeah, that I don't get why you would rewatch that. Whittle I can't rewatch man. Movies half the time.
Lonely in Jeopardy. A hotel room, nothing else
Knit
on.
Get a sweater, for Christ's sake.
You could do both.
Yeah.
You could knit a sweater and watch Jeopardy again.
I'm just saying, when it comes to trivia, sometimes it's hard to retain because it's simply that. It's it trivia. Is.
Yeah.
Also, Todd, memory full.
Oh, yeah. There's a little bit of that, too.
You know, you're just certain
smoke.
Stage.
Yeah, that haze of smoke and. Yeah.
No, there's just so much going on in this head.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's hard to call it up all the time.
Right.
A haze of smoke and booze, huh?
Yeah.
That sounds like a familiar description of my life. Trying to remember things.
You a drinker, Ben?
I like to have a couple of beers.
Me too.
I just tried a bourbon. I was down in Louisville.
Okay. Oh, cool.
And they were like, you got
to
have
a place to try bourbon.
Yeah, I was like, I would have a scotch maybe. I'm not a big drinker anymore, but I would have like a couple of beers and maybe a single malt scotch. And they were like, no, you got to have a bourbon. So I had a bourbon and...
Now you're into it?
I am kind of getting into it. It's really good, man.
Like just straight
bourbon? I had another one last night.
Like a Manhattan or what?
Just straight up.
Straight up?
Weller was the brand. All right. Said it was really good. And then last night I tried a Basil Hayden.
I always had trouble waking up. I like whiskey, but I always have trouble waking up to whiskey. Now, Grant, we do this, but you have to wake up and do morning radio once in a while. So do you normally sleep in if you don't have to do it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, till when?
Till like 1 o'clock.
Man.
I mean, that sounds great.
One or two. If I'm at home, I could easily sleep till 2 p.m.
What time? Well, are you out doing clubs in New York then? Is that why you're up late?
No, I'm just a night owl. I've always been a night owl since I was a little kid.
Is your son a night owl too?
Not yet.
Okay.
You got a son?
Yeah.
Hold it.
I don't generally talk about my.
Colleen asked about it.
Yeah, I know, but I should have told you. But
okay, we're not going to bring it up then.
I was like a night owl right out of the gate. Like when I was 11, I was like sitting up with a blanket over my head and over the TV, watching TV until 2 in the morning. And then I couldn't get up for school. Like, that's just been my...
That's how you're wired.
So that's how I'm wired.
I've always been like that, too.
Did you have a regular job when you were younger?
I tried to have a lot of different regular jobs. It did not work out well.
Well, most of them don't, for most people, even, you know.
Yeah. I couldn't get up for it because, I'd just be up at night. And then I'd have jobs working at night. I'd be like, I don't want to be working. This is when I'm up.
So as a young guy, was there a lot of softcore porn on Cinemax?
Yeah, well, there sure was. Are you kidding? Skinamax. Okay, so,
Skinamax has gone away.
You could sleep the whole way till 1 o'clock, man.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, generally. I used to go do that in college or something like that. I mean, my early 20s, I could do that. But now we've been doing this for so long now, you can't do that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
That's maybe because you didn't go to bed until the sun came up.
Yeah, no, that's definitely why. But, I can't sleep. The problem is, even if I get up early, I'm not ready to go to bed at, 11 o'clock or midnight even. Even if I got up at, today, if I stayed up, I wouldn't be ready to go to bed at midnight.
What is typical bedtime?
Will you take a nap
day
for the show?
Typical bedtime is 5 a.m.
Okay.
5 a.m.? What's going on? You live in New York, right?
Yeah, outside.
Okay, well, the stuff goes on there. But but what do you... What do you do at 3 in the morning?
I have a studio. I play.
Got it.
I like to play music, and I write. Oh, okay. I'm writing, working, editing. You kind of have to be your own business at this point doing stand-up.
So.
There's so much promotion to do, and they kind of a lot of places rely on you largely for that. So social media is important. Yeah, doing a podcast. I was doing a thing called The Big New Show for a while. During the pandemic, I did a thing called Working From Home where I did a live stream every once a week. For a while, I did it twice a week just to raise money for charity and have something to do. But so I did 100 episodes of that during the pandemic.
That's
and it was
nice,
fun.
Man.
It kind of kept me sane. And we raised some good money for No Kid Hungry doing that.
That's very cool, man.
That's a good cause.
Yeah, it was like I don't know.
You did it for charity, though? So you, because obviously during the pandemic, a lot of guys were, you know, losing money. You know?
I was. I was like, what am I doing?
It could have been the Ben Bailey charity is what it could have been.
Well, like some people that were regular viewers, listeners, actually started the thing where they would, you know, so they
help
could,
you
they
out.
Could chip in and help me out.
They would give you a tip. In that case, they
would
chip
they would.
You.
Yep, yeah. They would give me little tips.
Help finance the show.
Yeah.
All right. But,
and that sort of evolved into this thing called the Big News Show, which I did for quite a while, but I haven't done it in a couple of months because I've just been out on tour so much.
Yeah, I'm looking at this. This is because it looks like it's a video. You shot this I'm just looking at the Big News Show on your website here.
Yeah.
It's episode 30.
Yeah,
so
I did those.
You
live.
Don't stand up or you don't? What are you doing? You don't stand up here or what?
No, the working from home was kind of like, you know, stand up, but there's no crowd, obviously.
Okay.
So it was like, I don't know how great it was. It was kind of liberating, though. You know, like not worrying about a response. It's like
that's called radio.
Yeah.
We've talked about that. Nick's a stand up, obviously, and we've been doing this for so long. We don't do stand up, obviously. So, but one thing we've always liked about radio is that. Well, we know it works because people do listen. We're still employed, but we don't have to worry about them. Just looking at us saying that sucked.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you don't
like, you
have
guys
like
have
live
to.
Response.
Right. So when you did that, when you did the Zoom stuff during the pandemic, you're right. You don't have to worry about it. But some of those comedians did the Zoom stuff with audience members looking at them, right?
Yeah, I think so. But I never did that. I was like, I don't, you know, they could comment.
Right.
But I could easily ignore those if I wanted to.
Yeah, but they can't really laugh out loud because only one person at a time can talk on the Zoom, right? So you can only hear one person laughing?
I took audio from my last two stand-up specials, and I put it into a little app on an iPad.
Okay.
I had my girlfriend doing laughs for me. Pushing buttons and making laughs out loud. And then people would write in like, we don't need the laugh. And I'm like, no, it's not for you. It's for me. So I don't feel like I'm bombing up here, you know. So it was pretty fun, man.
I spoke, a buddy of mine was a professor in college, a communications professor. I went to college with him. And this happened about a year ago, and he was still Zooming in with his classes. And he wanted me to speak to his class on Zoom about radio. And he was a professor at a college back east. And I'm sitting there, and I'm drinking a martini on the side. I think I'm going to do this. I'm going to have a little drink with me. And I could see, I saw like five, six students on this looking at me.
Right.
And then my buddy, who I'd known for years, is asking me questions. And then he wants to play clips from the show. And now these are people in Pennsylvania, college students between 18 and 22, no idea who I am. And I just see five people. So he started to click on some of the parts of the show. And he just randomly picks stuff out. I have no idea what he's going to play.
Right.
And some of the stuff's got pretty hardcore. And then I realized all of a sudden something happened to my computer. I saw 40 people. And I saw 40 faces up there listening to some hardcore stuff that maybe a 20-year-old girl might not be digging. And I could see in their faces at that point,
oh, man.
This is not good, man. And I saw a couple dudes. Now, I saw some dudes on there laughing, but I saw a lot more people just like looking like,
horror.
This is horror.
This is your friend?
That was it. This is your friend. And then my buddy goes to me, I go, when he played a bit, I go, that was, I'm sorry, that was kind of sexist. And I was trying to be like, I'm talking to college kids. So I go,
yeah.
I'm going, I'm sorry, that was kind of sexist. I wasn't sorry. I just said that because I could see the faces. And my professor buddy goes, yeah, and that one line was kind of racist, too. I said, Jesus, thanks for the help there. Rob, his name is Rob. I said, thanks for helping Rob.
I think the bit he played was about a dude in Africa with a giant dong. So
that was it.
Oh, okay.
You can see
that was it. It wasn't a racist bit. We're not a racist show. But if you got a multiracial 20-year-old girl sitting there listening to that, she might not think, who are these old white guys laughing at this crap?
There was
a
significant portion of the class that
might have
been horrified.
Why didn't I think it was a well-crafted bit about abortion? Was I wrong?
There was an abortion bit in there?
Okay. The well-crafted part.
You guys had it all the bases covered.
Yep.
Well, I was just
abortion.
I think, and by the way, and he got back to
African
you about
dongs.
Right.
Six months later, you
comedy
asked me
staples.
If we got 6 months later, he wanted me to do it again. I said, "Dude, man, I can't do that again. You know, I don't. You're a professor. You teach. I do. I'm not going to do that. You know, it was just crazy.
Well, maybe if you do it again,
I'm not doing it again. He actually retired, man.
Okay.
Retired young, man.
He should let you choose the bits.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a
Todd,
good point.
Would you, would you know the bit? Would you know what we said on any line? Just put the line on there, what we talked about.
Oh, no. I mean, I would listen to it first before
I had no
idea.
This was live. Yeah, we weren't going
to seems like
way.
A lot of work.
What did, you want, what did you want him to prep for the class?
Jesus, man. You're not supposed to prep for college, to teach college
kids. I love
how
your wife had a laugh track going. I wish I'd had a laugh track then because it didn't help. I had all these students looking at me like, who's this dude, man? Yeah, this is supposed to be funny. Yeah, it was funny, but I'm not aimed at you guys.
Yeah,
you
know? It's supposed to be.
That's the beauty of radio. We don't know when we're eating it. Yeah. Right? We are completely oblivious.
Somebody's just typing in, boo.
Oh, we get those too.
Oh, we
get the email.
But you can't hear it, so who cares?
Ben Bailey with us.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.